Okay, that's interesting. So when you say greener reactions, are we talking about making the renewable energy reactions more efficient, or are we talking about some other field, so not batteries or not renewable energies, and making the reaction, like the chemical process, more green? Like, what do you mean when you say green chemistry?
Yeah, so it's a very broad theme, so it depends on what exactly you do. Like in my PhD, I worked mostly on reactions that are important for the pharmaceutical industry. It's an industry that is highly wasteful. If you think about, if you look at the E factors, which is basically how much waste is formed per product. In the pharmaceutical industry, you have like 90% of waste and 10% of product usually. So it's nonsense. It's because usually the molecules, they're very specific because they need to play very specific roles. So putting them together is not that easy. So usually you need many steps, and each step has a small yield. So you go decreasing the yield. So you produce a high amount of waste. You have to purify the products all the time. So it's highly wasteful. So this is why in my PhD we approached pharmaceutical industry. So I looked at two processes specifically. So one of them, we were making rose oxide, which is a fragrance that gives the smell of roses. It was really nice because the lab was smelling good for once. So I liked working with this reaction. But this is a multi-ton scale process. So it's done, it's the fragrance that is used the most in the cosmetic industry. And we can make it using a photochemical step. So we can make one, a key transformation using the energy of light. So this is in the scope of green chem because we're using light, which is abundant and doesn't and inherently like safer than, let's say, heating reactor or things like this. Let's say more what we say in green chemistry, we talk about atom economy. So out of all of the atoms that you put in there, we try to incorporate as much as we can in the end so that we don't have too much waste, you see.
We hope you enjoyed this snippet. Check out the full episode by following the link in the show notes. A lot of work goes into creating every episode of Under the Microscope. We meticulously look for the best materials and nanoscientists from around the world to feature on Under the Microscope. So do leave us a review and share your favorite episodes with your favorite people. Thank you very much.